No. All right. Hilchasuka. Hilchasuka. Tafresh Chaf Hey. Hilchasuka. Basuka Steishu Shivas Yam. Kibas Ukozo Shavdeus Bnei Yisrael. Hey Manane Kavod Shehikefam Bahem Laval Yakeim Sharav Veshamesh. So Hashem put us in sukkahs in the Midbar. He gave us Anane HaKavod to protect us from any wind or sun. So the Mishnah Berurah says, why is Shulchan Aruch telling us this? That even though we were taken out of Mitzrayim in Nisan, still, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't command us to build the sukkahs in Nisan, because then it wouldn't be clear, because it's nights outside anyway, so people are going outside. But that time of year, when it's a little cooler, so then we go out during that time and show during that, you know, we're protected by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Achronim write that the Shulchan Aruch specifies this kavana because there's a special kavana by tzitzis and tefillin and sukkah, that since the pasuk says it straight out, l'man yedu doroseichem, the reason for this mitzvah is the following, that you have to have that specific kavana in mind. This is the opinion of the Bach, and if you don't have that extra kavana in mind, why we were commanded to do the mitzvah, then you're not yotze. However, Mishnah Berurah writes that the Prima Gadim says that b'diavad you are yotze. So again, ideally, you should specifically have in mind when you sit in the sukkah, we're doing this because of Ananei Kavod, and tzitzis because Hashem took it upon Mitzrayim. So to tefillin, you should specifically have those in mind. But if you don't b'diavad, you're going to be okay. I guess. That is to remind us of all doing all the mitzvahs, but tefillin is that he took us out of Mitzrayim. No, also, kibiyat chazaka, no? It's not the man kibiyat chazaka, it's in Mitzrayim? Yeah? Alright, we'll have to look it up.
That's what I'm always looking at.
Okay,
like that, so.
We'll have to look it up. Alright. Umitzvah l'sakein hasukah miyad l'achar yom kippur, de mitzvah ba liyado al yach mitzena. It's a mitzvah to set up the sukkah, to build the sukkah right after Yom Kippur, because when a mitzvah comes to your hand, you should build it. So we already saw that you're supposed to start right after Yom Kippur, but that's just starting. But you have to make sure that you do it as soon as possible after Yom Kippur. The post can discuss, what if you already bought your lulav and esrog before Yom Kippur, so what can you do? So they say you should look at it a little bit after Yom Kippur also, just so that you could go from mitzvah to mitzvah. It also sounds like from the Ramah that there's an actual mitzvah in the building of the sukkah. Tafresh Chavav. Ein laso sukkah tachas ba'aso ilan. You can't build a sukkah under a house or a tree. Va'osu sukkah so tachas ilan. If you build it under a tree, yeshom rishima ilan tzilaso merubim mechamaso psula b'chol inyan. Some say that if the tree has a lot of leaves, more leaves than not leaves, then the sukkah is pasul entirely. Afim asukkah tzilaso merubimechamaso. Even if the sukkah would have been kosher without the tree being there, if the tree is there, it pasuls it. If it has more leaves than non-leaves, avalima ilan chamaso merubim tzilaso. But if the tree doesn't have so many leaves, and there's more sunlight coming through, then the first opinion says, if the sukkah is kosher without the tree there, then the sukkah remains kosher. We view it as though the tree's not there. Even if you don't bring the branches down to mix in with the tree, with the sukkah. But if the sukkah is not kosher unto itself, rather you need the branches from the tree in order to cover the srach, so that there's enough schach there that it's more shade than sun. You need to take the branches and put them down and mix them together with the schach. And then the schach will be more and counts as a kosher sukkah. However, the Mechaber brings a second opinion. Even if the sukkah is kosher unto itself, you have kosher schach, and the tree has less leaves than sun there. If the tree is above it, it's possible no matter what. And that is the rule that the Mishnah Berurah says, we paskin like the second opinion, that no matter what, if there's a tree on top of your sukkah, it's going to be possible no matter what. Even if there's very few leaves, and the sukkah is full of schach, it's no good. However, Rav Yashiv says, if you have a tree next to the sukkah, and the tree's leaves just blow over every so often, so that Rav Yashiv says is really okay, but obviously it's better to cut the branches, but it's really okay as long as it's not there permanently. If the leaves are just blowing here and there, so that sometimes it's covered, sometimes it's not, that's really okay, Maker.